Today is the final day of preparation before we make our total consecration. Stay tuned because it's coming up now. There we go. Welcome to the program. It's day 33, the final day of our preparation before we make our total consecration tomorrow. I don't know about you, but I'm really excited that we have reached this point. So for the fifth consecutive year on this program, I'm about to lead a group of people through total consecration or renewal to total consecration. It has been it's been just such a great pleasure. And I'll tell you, even though I have looked at this material before, the material we used by Father Gately, in 33 Days to Morning Glory, I got a lot out of this 33-day preparation retreat, and I hope you did as well. Today, we're going to take advantage of our final day before we make our total consecration tomorrow. Father Gately calls this putting it all together. Tomorrow is the day, October the 7th, the memorial of Our Lady of the Rosary, where we make our total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Let's get the program started. Let's do some of this material, and I'll have a few final thoughts. And then remember, tomorrow on the show, we will talk a little bit more about what's happening. We'll recite the consecration prayer together. And also, the rest of the week, we'll devote to where do we go from here? Now that we made our total consecration, what should we do in order to live it out? Because it really is, as I've said on the program before, it's a beginning. It's not an end. We're beginning a new journey. A new journey with the Blessed Mother by our side. And it's going to be an exciting journey. As always, if you have questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Quick reminder, tomorrow morning at 6:35 a.m. Eastern, prior to renewing my total consecration at Daily Mass, I'm going to be on the Sunrise Morning Show, EWTN Radio. We're going to be talking about a Bible verse that will help you to overcome anxiety. I'm really excited about this one. I've never before used a verse from the book of Leviticus. We're going to look at the book of Leviticus. If you know that book of the Bible, you realize that it's not the first book that most of us go to when it comes to overcoming anxiety. It's not what we would consider a go-to book. It's a tough book. But I've got a verse that I'm going to share on the EWTN radio tomorrow on the Sunrise Morning Show from Leviticus, and I hope you'll be able to tune in. 6:35 a.m. Eastern is the time, and the segment probably lasts about 7 minutes or so, so it's not going to be that long of a time. If you get a chance, please tune in. I think you'll enjoy it. Also wanted to point out that I now put a button on my website, followingthetruth.com, which will allow you to buy my recordings that were made at various live talks that I've given. There's being sold by a gentleman named James, who is doing my CD work for me. He's got a great site. His website is gotruth.com. And he does a wonderful job selling these CDs. If you click on that button, you're going to be transported to his website. He does all of the producing the CDs as well as selling them. So you'll be buying them through his site. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Take a look at the button, click on it. And I'm adding a new talk tonight, which is a talk geared directly to men. So if you're a man or you know some men out there that wants to hear a talk about overcoming anxiety, it's called Why Are You Afraid, O Men of Little Faith? That's going to be the talk that's the most recent talk that I've added to my list. So followingthetruth.com, you'll see the button right there. And that'll allow you to get a copy of this talk and all of the talks that I've given around the country, including 5 other talks that are among my most popular. All right, let's see. Why don't we pray, and then we will get started with this material. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for giving us another day. Thank you for bringing us to this point in the journey. We're very grateful that you have allowed us to complete our 33-day preparation for total consecration. Please continue to be with us and help us even after we make our total consecration. Help us to be able to gain the maximum benefit from letting Mary be our Heavenly Mother. Father, we ask you to bless us, our families, those around us. Please help us to be able to spread the good news wherever we go. Please bless those who are sick, those who are lonely, those who are anxious, those who are dealing with addiction, those who are struggling with weather-related problems or financial issues. Please use me this day, Father, and my show to speak your message. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us. We ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary on this, the day before we make our total consecration. And Blessed Mother, we ask for your help and your intercession, as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. St. Louis de Montfort, pray for us. Good St. Joseph, pray for us. Blessed Mother Teresa, pray for us. St. Maximilian Kolbe and St. John Paul II, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I can't believe we're at this point, day 33. My name is Gary Zimak. We do this program every night. And just a quick reminder that after we're done with all the total consecration programs this week, next week, we're going to kick off our regular format. I'll let you know what that will be in the next couple of days. Each day, we look at the scripture readings from Daily Mass, and in addition, we focus on a special theme each night. I'm still refining the themes. I'm almost there. I will let you know within the next couple days, and I really hope that you'll be able to continue to listen to this program. You know that I always save you a place at my table. I'm here. We hang out each night. We talk about Christ. Tonight, I've got the window open. You might be able to hear the sounds from outside. I've got my cup of chock full of nuts coffee today. I got to take a sip of that. That's my beverage du jour, so I hope you're comfortable. I hope you've got yourself a snack, and I hope you're ready to get started. And remember, this program's going to stay around, God willing, and I would love to have you be a regular listener. So if you have just joined me for Total Consecration, know that we're going to have a podcast of this program every night, and I'd love to have you be a regular listener. So let's do that if we can, because I want to keep in touch. Today we look at the final day of preparation, day 33, putting it all together. We've reviewed for the past 4 days each of the weeks devoted to a particular saint. Today is one final general review before we make our total consecration. And I do want to tell you that even though we'll read the prayer tomorrow, it's always recommended, if possible, you take your book with you and you go to Daily Mass and you pray the consecration prayer, which can be found on the book, in the book, which we will also review today. Pray that prayer after communion, if at all possible. That's what's recommended. That's what St. Louis de Montfort has always recommended. But if you can't make it to Mass, and it's understandable, not everybody can get to Daily Mass, then you can do it at home. You can also wait, and I will read it on the air tomorrow, and we can do it together tomorrow on the program. So whatever works for you, but I just wanted to give you an idea of what is recommended and how I plan to do it. Putting it all together, for the last 4 days, we've been reviewing the last 4 weeks of our retreat. During these days, we've not only been reviewing the material, we've also begun to put together all that we've learned. I say we've begun to put it together. We're probably not yet at a point where we can grasp the manifold truth of Marian consecration in a single gaze, as John Paul put it. To get to this point, a unifying statement may be helpful, something like the first principle and foundation that it's St. Ignatius of Loyola came up with to summarize and give clarity and focus to his spirituality. Actually, Father Gately says, I think we need more than just a statement. We need a prayer, something we can frequently repeat, even every day, that not only reminds us of the meaning of our consecration, but actually expresses the gift of ourselves to Jesus. through Mary. While several of the saints we've learned from during these past weeks have written excellent prayers or formulas of consecration, I'm not going to present their formulas here. Instead, I'm going to present an updated prayer of consecration that combines the main insights we've covered during the retreat. Even though I'm no saint, I feel confident to do this because I'm making use of the actual words and ideas of all four of the Marian saints of our retreat. Moreover, I feel emboldened to compose this new prayer because of the words of Pope Pius XII on the occasion of St. Louis de Montfort's canonization. And here's what the Pope said. True devotion aims essentially at union with Jesus under the guidance of Mary. The form and practice of this devotion may vary according to time, place, and personal inclination. Within the bounds of sound and safe doctrine of orthodoxy and dignity of worship, the Church leaves her children a just margin of liberty. She is conscious that true and perfect devotion to Our Lady is not bound up in any particular modes in such a way that one of them can claim a monopoly over the other. Father Gately continues, inspired by these words and taking the liberty the Pope gives us, I offer the following updated prayer of consecration that aims to capture the essentials of what we've learned during our retreat. Now, if it doesn't fit with your personal inclination, don't worry. You can always take the liberty to write your own prayer or use one written by the saints. Anyway, here's a summary statement of what we've learned, a statement that's also a prayer from the heart. So here we go. This is the new prayer, consecration prayer, that was composed by Father Michael Gately based on the information contained or that we've studied in the previous 4 weeks. I, and we state our name here, a repentant sinner, renew and ratify today in your hands, O Immaculate Mother, the vows of my baptism. I renounce Satan and resolve to follow Jesus Christ even more closely than before. Mary, I give you my heart. Please set it on fire with love for Jesus. Make it always attentive to his burning thirst for love and for souls. Keep my heart in your most pure heart, that I may love Jesus and the members of his body with your own perfect love. Mary, I entrust myself totally to you, my body and soul, my goods, both interior and exterior, and even the value of all my good actions. Please make of me, of all that I am and have, whatever most pleases you. Let me be a fit instrument in your immaculate and merciful hands for bringing the greatest possible glory to God. If I fall, please lead me back to Jesus. Wash me in the blood and water that flow from his pierced side, and help me never to lose my trust in this fountain of love and mercy. With you, O Immaculate Mother, you who always do the will of God, I unite myself to the perfect consecration of Jesus, as he offers himself in the Spirit to the Father for the life of the world. Amen. That is a really nice prayer, isn't it? And I would take some time, if I were you, to read it over, to ponder it as we get ready to make our total consecration tomorrow. Read it over, get used to the words, understand, if you can, what it is that we'll be doing tomorrow, that we'll be committing to when we make our total consecration. And again, I'm telling you, you're going to see some great results in your life once you make this total consecration. And in closing, Father states this. Tomorrow, you'll consecrate yourself or reconsecrate yourself totally to Jesus through Mary. And that's great. To do this, though, you'll need a prayer of consecration. Whether you use the one I just presented, one from the saints, or one of your own making, I encourage you to meditate on its meaning today. Such meditation on the prayer of consecration is a perfect preparation for Consecration Day. By the way, you might want to read ahead to the first section of tomorrow's reading, entitled Before the Consecration. Now, if you want to read ahead, go ahead and do it. It's a good idea. But know that I'm going to be talking about that prior to doing the consecration prayer on the program tomorrow. So I'm really looking forward to joining you on the show. If you have any last-minute questions, please email me, gary@followingthetruth.com. We could talk about it. But it's getting exciting because it's going to happen tomorrow. The good news also is that we've got about 15 minutes left in the program. So I think we're going to be able to look at, well, we are going to be able to look at the daily Mass readings for today's Mass. And the Gospel is just one of my favorites. And the first reading is a good one too, because I think this is a really neat book. Well, let's just get into the readings. The readings, and again, gary@followingthetruth.com if you have any questions about the consecration material. But the readings for today are excellent. The first reading comes from the book of Jonah. We had Jonah as part of our reading yesterday. We discussed it on the show. But let's look at this first reading. This is to the continuation after Jonah tried to run away from the Lord. He didn't want to go to Nineveh, got swallowed up by the fish, got spit out by the fish, and here's where this picks up. Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Check out this opening. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Set out for the great city of Nineveh, and announce to it the message that I will tell you. So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh, according to the Lord's bidding. Now Nineveh was an enormously large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began his journey through the city and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed. When the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in the ashes. Then he had this proclaimed throughout Nineveh by decree of the king and his nobles. Neither man nor beast, neither cattle nor sheep shall taste anything. They shall not eat, nor shall they drink water. Man and beast shall be covered with sackcloth and call loudly to God. Every man shall turn from his evil way and from the violence he has in hand. Who knows, God may relent and forgive, and withhold his blazing wrath, so that we shall not perish. When God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way, he repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them. He did not carry it out. Now, isn't this a great story? We heard yesterday when we looked at the first part of this reading, Jonah didn't want to do what the Lord wanted. That God wanted him to go to Nineveh to preach a message of repentance. Jonah headed the other way. He ran away, didn't want any part of the Lord's plan, but the Lord was persistent, and through a unique and unusual set of circumstances, he made Jonah very aware of where he wanted him to go. Jonah had some second thoughts after spending 3 days in the belly of the fish, and he decided to go to Nineveh. But as we'll learn if we look past this reading, Jonah still didn't want to do it. He didn't want this message of repentance to be preached to these people. And when God spoke through Jonah, even though Jonah didn't want any parts of this, he was a little more willing, and he thought, well, I'll go ahead and do this because the Lord's going to keep after me. So he went ahead and did it, but his heart wasn't in the message. When God preached through Jonah, the people listened, and they did repent. They did repent, and God had mercy on them because of it. And I think that's a great message for us. God always is willing to extend his mercy to us and to everyone. So many times, though, we either think that we're beyond that mercy, that we're not worthy of his forgiveness, or we think that other people aren't worthy of that mercy. That's a big mistake. Let's look at this today, and let's look at this idea of God calls each of us to do something. And oftentimes he has a special mission for us, just as he did with Jonah. Jonah headed the opposite way. Eventually, the Lord got a hold of him, and Jonah decided to go along with the plan. It would have been a lot easier if Jonah did this in the first place. But like the rest of us, sometimes he gets a little stubborn. We all get a little stubborn. He got a little stubborn, and he wanted to do things his way. And that's what he did. But God got his attention, and eventually God used him to preach this message to the people. The people repented, and they were spared because they did. Just imagine the great things that God can do in your life if you go along with him. If you agree to go along with his plan. It really is a fantastic thing. But so many times we don't want to participate. When we make our total consecration, we're going to find it easier to say yes to these invitations. I know I've run from God's invitations for many years. I'm not proud to admit it, but there are things that I haven't wanted to do because they were too difficult. You'll find it easier to go along and to say yes once you make your total consecration. And don't think just because it's becoming a little easier that you're taking a shortcut or you're doing something wrong. You're not. This is a great and beautiful devotion that the church gives us, this total consecration. And it allows us to better follow Christ. And we do it by giving ourselves to the Blessed Mother and trusting that she'll deliver us to Jesus. The responsorial psalm today is Psalm 130. If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, who can stand? Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my voice in supplication. If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, Lord, who can stand? But with you is forgiveness. That you may be revered, let Israel wait for the Lord. For with the Lord is kindness, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all their iniquities. If we just cry out to the Lord and seek his forgiveness, seek his mercy, he's going to help us. But all too often, we forget or we neglect to ask him for help. A lot of times we're busy. We have other things to do. We figure we can solve our problems by ourselves. And in the long run, we get ourselves tired and it doesn't do that much good. Whereas if we would have gone right to the Lord up front, we'd make out a lot better. Keep that in mind. Let's look at today's gospel, Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Absolutely one of my favorite stories. And when I go out and speak, when I go across the country and speak and spread the good news of Jesus Christ, this is one of my favorite gospel passages. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." I'll tell you what, this is such a good story because as someone who tends to be anxious, who has this tendency to be anxious, and who goes out and speaks about overcoming anxiety, I love this story. And one of the key things to understand is that the fact that Martha was waiting on Jesus wasn't wrong. That was a good thing. She was taking care of him. She was trying to make sure that he was comfortable. That was a very nice thing to do. But what happened was, and we get this by listening to the Lord's reply, Jesus said to Martha, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things." You see, that's the problem. And earlier, St. Luke tells us that Martha was burdened with much serving. It's one thing to work, to do your best, to serve the Lord. And that goes for all of us. No matter what we do, What work we do throughout the day, we can dedicate it all to the Lord. Essentially, we can serve him through our work. But Martha did what so many of us do. She allowed her busyness and the work and the pressure and the anxiety to get the best of her. And she was overwhelmed and began to worry. She lost sight of the main purpose of what she was doing. She was waiting on the Lord, but she lost sight of that. And that's what the Lord wanted to remind her of. And he told her that she's anxious and she's worried about many things. And that Mary, who was sitting at the feet of the Lord, Mary, who was sitting at the feet of the Lord, or listening to him speak, Mary has chosen the better part. Now, this is certainly not what you would expect. If you didn't know how this story played out, you would expect Jesus to say to Mary, "Get up, Mary, and help your sister." But that's not what happened. So the lesson here for us is the importance of taking a break sometimes and allowing for our spiritual life to strengthen our active life. In other words, we got to pray sometimes. We have to pray sometimes, and we have to take that break from the craziness of life and let ourselves be refreshed. This is a key concept, and this is so important for us to remember as we try to grow closer to Jesus. As we try to grow closer to Jesus, and that's what we're trying to do by making our total consecration, we are trying to become more aware, or we're trying to carve out some time for him in our lives. And this is one of the things that you need to do. You need to take some time each day to spend with the Lord. Now, if you've found that difficult in the past, I can tell you that I found it difficult in the past. It's never been the easiest thing for me to do. But once I made my total consecration, I felt a little extra push. And I think the same thing is going to happen to you. You're going to have the help of the Blessed Mother once you make your total consecration. So after tomorrow, you know, you always have me here. You always have me, God willing. I plan to be here with the program. You can always tune into the show, and I'll give you a little boost if you need it. Know that I'm praying for you. Know that I'm going to hit you with some spiritual encouragement to the best of my ability. But more importantly, after tomorrow, you'll have the Blessed Mother with you. And the Blessed Mother will be guiding you and helping you to better live out your baptismal promises, even when you might not feel like it, and to grow closer to her son, Jesus. And that's all going to happen tomorrow. So remember that. Make it a point to spend some time in prayer each day. If you can get to daily mass, if it's at all possible, please do it. It's the greatest thing that you can do. If not, try to spend some time with the Lord in adoration. If you have an adoration chapel nearby or a church, just spend a little time with him each day. I used to stop on the way and coming home from work just for 5 minutes to say hi to the Lord when I couldn't squeeze any more time into my schedule. And even that was a great thing. So whatever you do, try to carve out some time for the Lord, spend a little more time with him, and then continue to depend on the Blessed Mother to help you. And after tomorrow, that help's going to come in a very big way. If you have questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. Always feel free to get in touch. And know that tomorrow is the big day. It's the memorial of Our Lady of the Rosary. We will make our total consecration tomorrow. Just remember, once you make your total consecration, it is not something that is that is unable to be reversed. You can reverse it if you want. So don't panic. I wouldn't recommend that you do it, but if you need to know that, if it makes you feel any better, just keep that in the back of your mind. I can't wait for tomorrow. I hope you can. I hope you're excited too. We'll meet here. We'll talk about it more in depth before we actually go through the consecration prayer. If you want to do it at Mass tomorrow, if you can do it, go for it. And then we'll meet tomorrow night. We'll talk more about it on the official day of consecration. God bless you. Thank you so much for being a part of this journey with me. Remember, we're going to be here tomorrow and the rest of the week talking about it. Have a wonderful night. God bless, and get ready It all takes place tomorrow.